I'd like to thank everyone for coming today to our session, Climate Change in the Coast, Coping with Rising Health Threats and Preparing for the Future. And I wanted to thank the Environment and Health section for inviting us to participate in what's becoming a really spectacular 100th anniversary of their section. Hello, come on in. My name is Carolyn Sotka, and I actually work on the ocean side of the story with NOAA's Oceans and Human Health Initiative. And our program aims to look at the nexus between ocean health and human health. Specifically in this context today, climate change, how changes in ocean currents, temperature, acidity, changes in global precipitation, sea level rise, et cetera, can be influenced by climate change and in turn affect health in a variety of ways. Some of those ways can include the prevalence and virulence of pathogens. I think most of you in this audience know what pathogens are, but microbes, disease-causing microbes. Zoonotics, which is our diseases that can jump from animals to people, other waterborne or vector-borne diseases. It can also influence the distribution and frequency of harmful algal blooms, which can have an effect on both people and animals, as well as affect the bioaccumulation and movement concentration of chemical contaminants in oceans. So we're here to focus more on the ocean coasts and Great Lakes, with some freshwater examples as well. And today's speakers are a wonderful group. They come from a variety of perspectives. I think we have 8 different titles amongst us. We have PhD, MD, JD, RN, FAA, and MS. All we needed was our DVM today. And then we really, I think, would be the best ever. Anywho, so I'm just going to quickly introduce, we had a little bit of a change in our speaker lineup. We're going to have Sonia Joseph Joshi present first today, and then we'll proceed with about 12-minute talks. I'll try to take a couple questions with each talk, and then hopefully have time to bring the group up for a panel discussion at the end. So thank you for being here, and with that, I'm going to turn it over to Sonia.